We're very pleased to be joined right now by the Browns' new secondary coach, Tim Houcht. Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic. Thanks for having me. It's great being here.
Well, it's as much as anything else, it's a get-to-know-you opportunity as a new member of the staff. And I think the first thing I want to ask is just your guy from Montana. Your previous NFL stop was in Tennessee. What are your early impressions of Cleveland so far?
You know, I'm impressed. Never thought I'd live in Cleveland, Ohio, and the way things turned, and I'm real happy to be here. I know a ton of people in the building, and just looking at the tape and so forth, I'm excited to work with the guys I get to work with.
From your playing career, seven teams that you played for in the NFL, how many, do you remember how many trips you made along the way between New England, Green Bay, Denver, Seattle, Indy, Philly, San Fran, where you played in Cleveland?
You know, I think there was two, and one was in the old stadium, and it was one of those old-time games where it was sleeting and snowing and mud, and I remember the dog pound quite well.
Yes.
And it was a typical Green Bay Browns matchup, and I remember after the game we went back to the locker room and it was flooded, so I think that was typical.
That was pretty much the way it was set up for opposing teams.
That's right, and then I think in Philadelphia – probably was the first year in the stadium that I got to play in there.
First year in the current stadium.
Yes.
Okay. And look, your reputation as a player, and I remember writing about you as a player, Tim, as a guy who is a real hard hitter, as a guy who definitely established your turf in that secondary as a safety. Just, you know, if you can talk about, and I know, and this is not something they bring up in a way of anything, but it's just the fact that you made that hit on Michael Irvin. It ended his career, but I know you went out there as a player who was trying to hit hard, not trying to hurt somebody, but you're just, how much of that carries over to the way you do coach?
Well, I think one thing about my style of play when I was playing, I took a lot of pride in the physical part of the game. And to some sense, with the new rules, some of that's eliminated. But football is still a very intense physical football game. And especially in the secondary, you've got to be able to tackle. And there's got to be some sort of intimidating presence, especially for your safeties. But your corner's got to be able to tackle also.
Right.
And even with the rules the way they are, it's still a game of hitting, tackling, imposing your will on somebody else, and that's a big part of my philosophy.
And you can do that, obviously, legally. I mean, there's ways to do that within the rules that you don't get a penalty on top of it or get a guy get fined or ejected or those sorts of things.
Absolutely. You just have to adjust the way you play a little bit and the way you teach things a little bit, and you just go from there. You know, it's going to be ever-changing, and you just adjust and adapt.
Other than just a job opportunity in the NFL – because any coaching job in the NFL is a good job to have as a coach, obviously. But beyond that, what else attracted you to the Browns?
Well, I think I talked a little bit about it originally, was the knowing the people in this organization and knowing the people from the front office down to the coaching staff and so forth. I was really comfortable when I came in and interviewed. I'd been around Coach Pat for a while in Philadelphia.
Right.
Coach Geron was my defensive backs coach in Green Bay for 4 years. Ray Rhodes was my defense coordinator in Green Bay, and on and on and on. Coach Holmgren was my coach in Green Bay.
Right.
So I've been around probably at least half the people in this facility, and just the comfort level was good, and I felt really comfortable about coming in here and taking this job.
Especially the fact that you did play for Coach Geron when he was leading the DBs, and again, you were playing. If you could kind of break down that relationship, because now he's the defensive coordinator here, you're carrying out his vision of what this defense is. Talk about it from the player perspective.
Well, I think right from the get-go, you understand that Coach Geron is one of the smartest guys you're going to meet. He understands the player's perspective because he played and now has coached for numerous years as a head coach and an assistant coach. And he's just a great guy, and you want to go play hard for him. And I think he gets that point across, and the guys see that, and they really do want to play and win for that guy.
We're visiting with Tim Houcht, the new secondary coach for the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. His defensive philosophy, if you could put into words what that's about. I mean, we know the core scheme that he runs, the 4-3, but there is a lot of philosophy and thinking behind that in the way he wants to do business, have his defense do business, if you could explain it from your standpoint.
Well, you know, pretty new to this right now, being here just a month, but from what I've seen, it's let's go challenge the other team. Let's make them make plays. We're not going to sit back and wait and let things happen. There's a lot of man-to-man scheme in the back end. And, again, the physical part of the game is going to be a big factor for us. And we're going to challenge guys and be physical and let the chips fall where they may.
For the secondary, it is a man-to-man situation. And it was an adjustment for a lot of guys. Joe Hayden talked about this, especially when they had been with Rob Ryan in that 3-4, and it was zone, moving over to the man-to-man coverage this past season with Coach Geron. So you have to coach the man-to-man with your guys. If you could explain that process and what are some of the keys to having them absorb it and execute it well.
Well, I think, first of all, it's talent. You got to have guys that can cover. And then the next thing, once you have that talent, if you go up and challenge an offense and challenge a receiver, then they have to make plays. They're not just doing what they want to you, sitting down in zones, letting the quarterback. You know, quarterbacks are so good now that if you give them room, they're going to fit a ball in. Now it's a matter of just taking away space, putting bodies on bodies, right, and making the offense make plays.
And how much of that in the course of your playing career and all those different stops and all those coordinators and DBs coaches that you had, how much exposure did you have to man coverage in the secondary?
You know, as long as I was around, I think I've seen most schemes that are out there. And I was not probably the best man-to-man player there was. But within a man-to-man scheme, you understand where your help is, you understand where everybody else is around you, and you can – work with that and know where you can make a mistake and where you can't make a mistake. So, and you know what? We're not a strict man. I mean, that's not all we do. You know,
right.
We obviously have a lot of zone schemes and do the rest of it, but it is a big part of what we do.
Yeah, and you were talking about that too, that the variety of defenses, not only that you've been a part of, but that this team plays, and it's situational as well. And one of the real trademarks of what this defense was about was really knuckling down when it had to with the backs up against the goal line. Not bending, but ultimately not breaking on a lot of occasions.
Absolutely, and if you don't give up points in this league and you can hold teams to field goals instead of touchdowns, you always have a chance to win.
But you also want to make plays. You want to force those errors and turnovers. So that's a mindset you're coaching as well.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Turnovers in this league lead to victories. And usually the team that wins the turnover margin is going to win the football game. So you've got to preach getting the ball out, creating fumbles, which comes back to the physical part of the game, whether you're ripping it out or you're knocking it out. And then interceptions are a big part of it also. So the one thing I've seen is when we get our hands on balls, we've got to be able to make more plays than what we did last year. Guys did a great job of making plays as far as knocking the ball down. Now let's go intercept them and give the ball back to our offense.
We're visiting with Tim Houck again. He is the new secondary coach for the Browns. And, Tim, you mentioned how important it was for you to have, as a coach at one point in your career, a Dick Geron as a former player, and the perspective that he brought with a long and distinguished NFL career, and in your case, a long career, distinguished career. How important is that as a benefit to working with these young players you have here?
You know, I've had a lot of coaches that haven't played, and they're I'm not going to say anything bad about them. They're good coaches also. The one thing I think you have an instant respect, because these guys look at you and say, hey, this guy's been through the battle. He knows what he's talking about because he's been there and done it. And it helps to get their attention and for them to actually put their trust in you to say, hey, I'm going to put you in the right position to make plays and put you in the best position where you're not going to look bad and you're actually going to make plays and go up and whether it's a turnover or a tackle or whatever, I'm putting them in the best position I can to help them make plays.
And it's been a nice mix, and I know it's ever evolving with rosters, but right now at the core, a draft of 2 years ago produced a couple of very good starters in that secondary. We mentioned Joe Hayden's name at corner, and T.J. Ward came out of that, and unfortunately he missed most of last year with an injury. But you have two core guys like that, on the presumption that T.J.'s fully healthy. As a starting point, not a bad thing to have in your secondary.
Absolutely not. You look at the whole group, other than Sheldon, basically young guys. And you can mold guys like that. They're not set in their ways where they have to do it one way or another. And from my experience, the young guys are more willing to listen and adjust their techniques to some extent, especially if you let them know that's going to help them and they see the success on the field.
Butte, Montana. is home, and you're a guy again who played at Montana, coached at Montana, also coached at UCLA. So you bring that background. But as a Montana guy, being in Cleveland, and again, I know your career stops have had you in metropolitan areas, so you've seen a lot of this country. But the transition from that is interesting, at least from that standpoint.
Absolutely. Let me tell you the most interesting thing.
Okay.
Before I came out here, I researched it, and I found out one of the best fly fishing rivers in the country is right out the back door here. So I'm looking forward to get the fly rod out and hopefully catch a few steelhead here in the near future.
I that's exactly where I was going to go with the recreation. You tie your own flies and everything?
You know what? I do not tie.
Okay. I have friends who do. I don't, but...
Oh, it's a great hobby, but
yeah.
I don't have the patience to do
it's
so
serious,
I'd rather go down to the fly shop and
just get them and
pick them up and go.
Do your thing. Coach, appreciate it. Very happy to have you aboard, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Vic. I appreciate it.
He is Tim Houck, the new secondary coach for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.